from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, July the 30th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Valden is reporting in the Columbia paper that State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office has taken action in State Supreme Court in Columbia County against COPEC property owner Salvador Cashino over allegations that he is in violation of a 2007 Department of Environmental Conservation consent decree. Cashino is a serial scalp law with a 17-year history of violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, and excavating. Cashino was found guilty of both civil and criminal contempt in 2009. He also pleaded guilty to one count of felony second-degree offering a false instrument on behalf of his corporations as part of a plea deal in Albany County Supreme Court in June of 2012. The consent decree came about after the DEC found violations of wetlands, stream protection, stormwater permitting, and solid waste laws stemming from Cashino's construction and dumping activities on his 300-acre property along the east side of State Route 22 called Copec Valley Farm. In the most recent findings, the Attorney General's office has asked the court to find Cashino guilty of both civil and criminal contempt, alleging he has continued to use a bridge on the property to allow the dumping of waste material by truck in violation of the DEC consent decree. Cashino is scheduled to answer the charges on August 21st before acting Supreme Court Judge Jonathan Nichols in Columbia County. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Wyndham Journal that Wyndham resident William Loneck is preparing to circulate a petition calling for a two-term cap on town leadership positions, including town supervisor and town board seats. The town clerk, highway superintendent, tax collector, and two justices would be included in the proposed changes as well. Loneck hopes to have the proposition on the November ballot. Loneck's decision to push forward with the term limits proposal was prompted by what he claims were legal manipulations employed to build and finance the town's new highway department garage. He said frequent replacements of elected officials prevents any one person or group from acquiring excessive power. Loneck said, and I quote, "No one should be guaranteed unlimited terms," end quote. You can read that full story in the Wyndham Journal. Ariel Zangler is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Bel Air Mountain and two other state-operated ski resorts have committed to using solar power to operate their ski lift and snowmaking operations. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced this on Wednesday, July the 22nd. Under a 25-year purchase agreement with Borrego Solar, the Bel Air, Gore Mountain, and Whiteface Mountain ski centers could save as much as $14 million total and use more than 10 megawatts of solar power over the life of the deal. All three resorts are operated by the Olympic Regional Development Authority. The solar plant for Bel Air, located in Shandaken, Ulster County, is expected to generate just under 2.8 million kilowatt-hours of power annually for a projected savings of $1.88 million over 25 years. Borrego will build the power plants at its own expense. The solar projects receive support from New York Sun through the New York Energy Research and Development Authority. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that traffic and revenue were up on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge and four other Hudson River bridges for the first half of 2015 over the previous year. The Catskill-Greenport Bridge traffic was up 4%, the largest increase on the bridges. Bridge Authority Chief of Staff John Belushi said, and I quote, "We are finally noticing a bit of an uptick in commercial vehicle traffic, so I don't think that is anything but good news for the Hudson Valley," end quote. Total traffic on all five bridges run by the New York Bridge Authority rose just under 2% from the first half of 2014, while revenue grew by 1.7% on the Rip Van Winkle, Kingston, Rhinecliff, Mid-Hudson, and Bear Mountain bridges. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. In our final story, Dan Goldberg is reporting at Capitol, New York, that a state assembly member has introduced a bill to toughen New York's vaccination law by eliminating religious exemptions for parents seeking to enroll their children in school. Jeffrey Dinowitz, a Democrat from the Bronx, said he doesn't believe the vast majority of parents taking advantage of religious exemptions are truly devout. Dinowitz said his support of the bill is both a consequence of him recently becoming a grandparent worried about his grandchildren's safety and a reaction to the measles outbreak in 17 states, Canada, and Mexico last winter. The bill applies to public and private schools. If it becomes law, New York would be the fourth state to allow only medical exemptions. You can read that full story at Capital New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the region, including Greene and Columbia counties, for today, Thursday, July the 30th. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today as a cold front crosses the region. There is a marginal risk of isolated wind damage associated with the thunderstorms. In addition, showers and thunderstorms will be capable of producing locally heavy downpours, which may cause flooding of urban and low-lying areas with isolated flash floodings possible. For today, the National Weather Service is forecasting showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 2 p.m. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, increasing clouds with a temperature high near 86 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 70%. For Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 9 p.m., patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 62 degrees. Chance of precipitation for Thursday night is 30%. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Friday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny with a temperature high near 85 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 60. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon, mostly sunny with a temperature high near 84 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 8 p.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 63. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise today was at 5:46 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:16 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 30th day of July, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.